This is program number ALW-2303.
Well, back in 1959, a man named Ronald Reagan was proposed for the lead role of the distinguished front-running presidential candidate in Gore Vidal's play called The Best Man. But Reagan was rejected because he didn't have that presidential look. Hi, this is Leary West. In a book published in 1933, Dorothy Thompson said that it took her just 50 seconds after meeting Adolf Hitler to decide that that formless, almost faceless man, that's the way she put it, would never become the dictator of Germany. Here's how the Chicago Times, back in 1865, evaluated Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, commenting on it the day after he delivered it. These are the words. The cheek of every American must tingle with shame as he reads the silly, flat, and dishwatery utterances of a man who has to be pointed out to intelligent foreigners as President of the United States. In many a public speech, the great Daniel Webster expressed that he had great doubt concerning the success of American railroads. He argued that frost on the rails would prevent a train from moving. Then he insisted that if it did move, it could not be brought to a stop. Did you know that most people who loaned money to Robert Fulton for the development of his proposed steamboat did so with the stipulation that their names be kept secret? They were afraid that they might be ridiculed for backing such an absurd idea. A 6-year-old boy came home one day with a note from his teacher. In the note, the teacher suggested that the boy be taken out of school because he was, and these are the words in the note, the boy was too stupid to learn. The boy was Thomas Edison. Alfred Tennyson's grandfather gave him 10 shillings one day for writing a eulogy on his grandmother. Handing it to the boy, the old man said, "There, that is the first money you ever earned by your poetry. And take my word for it," he said, "it'll be the last." Oh, yeah. Benjamin Franklin's mother-in-law hesitated at letting her daughter marry a printer. You know why? There were already 2 printing offices in the United States, and she was afraid that the country might not be able to support a 3rd one. Well, you know, if there's one thing we people have trouble doing, it's predicting the future. And yet, we keep trying. These stories I've just told you prove it. Whether it be the stock market, which job to take, what friends to make, what we're going to do with our lives in 1,001 different ways, we try to predict the future. Speaking frankly, though, that's why I'm glad there's a God. He is the only one who can see that block ahead. He knows what's up there. He knows what's in the future. I may not be able to see the future, but I can see God. And He not only sees what's there, He even governs what's ahead. In predicting the future, I'm going to make mistakes. So are you. God isn't. Don't you think it's wise, then, that we turn our future over to Him? It's wise even that we turn ourselves over to Him so that He can give us the future that's good for us. Of the 3, the past, present, and future, you and I see only 2. It's only the future we can't see. And in all 3, we see our wrong guesses. Got a challenge for you today. Focus in more on God. God never makes a wrong guess. All the prophecies He made in the past came true. And what He says about the future will come just as true. He will have His will done. It's up to you and me to get in on it. Don't chance your life with a bunch of wrong guesses. Secure your life upon God's absolute control. I'm Leary West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. If you listen to me with any degree of regularity, you know that out of every story I tell you, I try to direct your thoughts to God. Listen, if you've kicked God out of your past, if He's not there now, He won't be there in the future either, when you really need Him. Can I help? What you do with Him now will determine your success or failure in the future. What are you going to do with God? What you do with Him will determine what He eventually will come to do with you. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's absolutely free. I think it will help. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.